Next on News for the Soul, Bridging Realms with Becca. Becca believes our pain has the power to set us free if we are brave enough to access it. As is a survivor of sexual, physical, and emotional abuse, she used shadow work and her ability to communicate with spirit in the unseen realms to move through helplessness, self-blame, and humiliation and reclaim her life. Through training in energy healing and shadow work, energy tantra, and archetypal embodiment, Becca now uses her knowledge to empower other women to unleash their own power, speak their truth, and reclaim full acceptance of who they are. Please welcome Becca back to News for the Soul.
Heidi ho, my children. It has been so long since I have been here due to random weird things that have been getting in my way the last, I think it's been like 4 weeks, and I missed you guys. So I just wanted to say that. You guys are important to me, and I was sad to not be able to be here, but there's a reason for everything, and even though I may not know what it is, I'm here today, and we are going to be talking about creating safety. So I am a survivor and a shadow worker, and I currently help women turn the shame and self-blame from childhood abuse into unapologetic confidence in 90 days using my signature shadow system. It's important to me that people feel fully expressed and feel like they can be loved and accepted for who they are without having to like check your six or watch your back or be worried about if you're accepted by other people. What's important to me is to unleash anyone and everyone from all that kind of conditioning, suppression, and feeling like you have to hold yourself back in order to be safe. So today we're going to be talking about creating safety. So during today's shows, if you have any questions about how this might be affecting your life, you want some advice, you want some pointing out instructions, feel free to give us a call. So you can do that by dialing 646-595-4274 and either ask to be connected to me live on the show, or you can drop your question with whoever's answering and they will get it to me. So the one thing that came up about this was the safety right now is, I don't know about you, but stuff is getting wacko out there right now. The amount of crazy that it feels like is going on the planet right now seems to be getting louder and louder and more out of control. And in my belief system, there's a reason, excuse me, for that. Stuff has to be blown up before we can choose another way, right? Our comfort zone has to be challenged, disrupted, whatever, to get us to choose a new way of being. Otherwise, we have tended to be creatures of habit. So we're always going to fall into, well, I'm comfortable here and it's okay, that kind of stuff. But there's something deeper in us that is being asked or coaxed to come out of us. Spirit is actually asking us to show up and be more of ourselves, to be more authentic, to speak our truth, to have our voice, to like enjoy our expression on the planet, to be connected to it. And up until now, there have been societal norms, quote unquote, that we have been conditioned to believe in. Excuse my voice. We've been conditioned to believe shit like, if I don't rock the boat, I'll be safe. If I stay silent, I'll be safe. If I don't show up as the true freak I think I am, I'll be safe. I'll belong. Okay? A lot of this is what we are being asked to let go of, that conditioning, that hiding, because it is what we're doing. We are hiding behind somebody's version of control, and they labeled that control safety. So we all bought the pill, all right? Pretty much everybody on this planet bought that. And now something else is waking up in us that we can't necessarily touch or see or put our finger on. It is a flame inside our hearts that is waking us up, that is starting to go, don't hide. Uh-uh, don't swallow it. Uh-uh, don't stay silent. Don't hide your expression. Don't. There's this internal voice that is getting louder and louder and louder. And as that thing gets louder, it's pitting us against this weird little conditioning that has kept us safe. Okay? And this is true of getting out of everything, like anything that's holding you back. But this is happening globally on the entire planet right now as we're shifting into a whole new reality. I mean, if anybody listening to all this stuff, and everybody's got different beliefs around this, but we've got like so many timelines shifting on the planet, dimensions opening, like it's just wicked crazy. The amount of what we knew about ourselves and how limited we thought we were is complete and total bullshit. Now we're waking up to all these possibilities, and it's like the mind, if the mind is the one that's asking, well, which is the right one to choose? Well, which is the thing I got to go? Where do I have to? That is also like out with the conditioned thinking. Having to make a right or wrong choice, quote unquote, is how that conditioning is still playing out in your life. It's still that collective control safety bullshit if you're asking right or wrong. Because there is no, it isn't right or wrong for anyone else other than you. How you actually fan that little flame that is happening inside of you is to start to get it right for you. And the mind is not a part of that. You will know if it's right for you by the way you feel. Okay? And I know the mind is going to argue with me about this. But this is literally what's happening. The mind is slowly kind of being wiped out, wiped off the planet. Not our brain, but this thing we call the mind, which, by the way, is not even an organ in the body. It's another piece of, what do you call it, conditioning crap that we've been taught to buy into, right? And I'm not saying we don't have a mind or blah, 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 whatever. But the stuff that it's usually doing to us is finding out ways to suppress us, hold us back, make us small, measure ourselves against others, compare ourselves against others, and find ourselves coming up lacking. Why the fuck would I want to believe in that? Why the hell would I want to give that shit more power and energy over me? No, absolutely not. I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. I choose to believe in the unseen power of myself that I don't even know myself to be yet. I choose to speak my truth no matter what. I choose to allow divine to speak through me no matter what they want to say or how they want to say it, as long as it's aligned with my authenticity, truth, and open-heartedness of who I am. And I am here to speak to whoever needs to hear it, period. And that is my intention. So I really, really, really want to talk about this because it's like, you can tell I'm sitting, there's a lot of fire on my ass right this about this today, because I think, you know, as we all wake up, even I'm included in this, you know, I still have places that I'm hiding, I'm sure. A lot of those in these last 4 weeks have been shown to me like, nope, here's where you're doing it. Here's where you're holding yourself back. Here's where we want more from you, Becca. Here's where we want you to show up more. Here's where we want to see more of you. And I'm not going to answer that call by going, okay, well, what do you want to see and how do you want me to do it? Because that's me trying to get it, quote unquote, right for something outside of me, even though it's spirit, still something outside of me. I'm going to ask internally, where am I hiding? And if something comes up, it comes up. I'm not going to go digging for it. I'm going to trust the subtle energy of my system to show me. Okay? So when we think about safety in our lives and we've got now, oh yeah, here's the conditioning. I can see that. Yes. You know, if some of you are resonating with, oh yeah, my safety not only keeps me quote unquote safe, but it keeps me safe by keeping me small, by keeping me hidden. First of all, let's relabel that. That's not safety. This is the old ways of crap that's dying. That isn't safety. It's suppression. And I really want you to feel that in your body as I say that to you right now. Okay? Holding yourself back, holding yourself down, keeping yourself silent, making yourself smaller is suppression, not safety. And while if you had been in traumatic situations, like the little dude that talks about who I am and what I do before I get on here, talks about all the crap I've been through, physical, sexual, and emotional abuse, right? Those things that I went through, shutting myself down, turning myself off, keeping myself small and silent, did save my life when I was going through trauma. Okay? What it does is it pervades into your whole life, and after the trauma is gone, your system keeps running off the premise that it's still happening and that you still have to be small and stay silent and shrink to be safe. That is bullshit. And there are stages of this, so I'm not calling you bullshit. I'm calling bullshit on the energy that is strangling you and your voice, okay? I champion the hell out of you in whatever stage you're in with any of this. And I want you to know that, okay? Because it does take time to come out. It's not just like, oh, I'm out of trauma, so wham, I should be able to stand up and be who I am. No, unfortunately, it doesn't work like that. There is a path out of this. There's a roadmap out, okay? And I'm literally calling the BS on keeping yourself smaller so that that little voice inside of you that already knows that's true knows that I see him or her, okay? Because there's something inside of you that knows it's bullshit, that doesn't want to have to hide. But because of the conditioning you've learned, you tell yourself that that voice is wrong and staying small is the right voice. It's not. I am here to encourage you to listen to that tiny little voice that goes, there's more for me than this. There is more to life than this. And while it might terrify the hell out of everything that's kept you quote unquote safe to even say that or even start to explore what that is, there's also a little piece of you that's very excited to find out what's on the other side. Okay? This is just working with the nervous system. That's all it is. So just breathe around that and notice how you feel, not what you think about it. Like, what is your gut doing right now? How many of you guys can feel your spine right now or even know that you have a backside? Mine numbs out, so, right? Feel your feet on the ground while you're feeling this energy. Look at your wrinkles in your hands or the lines in your hands or whatever it is, connecting with your body right now in this moment and being able to go, yeah, I'm afraid to say there's more for me in this life. I want more. I want more. And then look at something that's here right now, putting you in the present moment instead of reacting from the past pain. This is how we start to create safety. Just breathe. It's about giving you a new experience of yourself in the present moment while you are moving toward what it is you truly want, what it is that's aligned for you. And a lot of people, you won't even know what's aligned for you. You've been stuck in these horrible suppression spaces for so long. I've got a lot of clients that are like, dude, I don't even know what I want. I've never gotten space to actually ask that question, let alone explore its answer. That's okay. I'm giving you that opportunity now. I'm holding space for you right here, right now, to have this new experience, okay? So we're bringing you into the present moment. That's why we're looking at the back of your hands or looking at something that's like super present. And letting yourself feel, I want more than this. There's got to be more to life than this. And I want it. And then notice what moves in your body. Creating safety in your body is going to be a very different experience of what your mind thinks it's going to be. Okay? The mind's got all these things about conditions that need to be met in order for it to feel safe to move forward, because it defines safety as being in the realm of what it already knows about. How are you ever going to get into the future and exploring new things if your mind's creating safety only around what it knows based on the past? It's not possible. So creating safety in your body and being able to have these new experiences is about listening to the subtle energies in your body, in your spirit, in that unknown place where you are more than a human body, where you are spiritual energy. Yeah. And a lot of you already know this place. You just, some of you, you're listening to this radio station. We already know you believe in a lot of stuff. This is how you connect to it. Okay? We're giving you the keys to connect to this stuff. And when you start to be able to listen to the subtle cues in your body and follow them, this is what creates safety in you that cannot be destroyed by anything outside of you. And I'm not saying unsafe situations may not, you know, will never come up or anything like that. I'm saying that there is a call inside of you that this conditioning has kept you from answering, that when you answer it, nothing can destroy and you feel so much more connected to yourself. You're like, oh my God, yes, this is what it used to feel like when I was a kid. This is how I used to know, like, explore the woods and go here and know I was safe. And I've lost connection to that. Yeah, we lost connection to that because we lost connection to, here's the word for it, my children, instincts. We've lost connection to our instincts. Instincts are a spiritual gift. Instincts are how our spirit connects with everything around us. Right? And I'm not talking about logical instincts, like a dog is coming, I should run the other way because he looks scary. I'm not talking about that kind of crap. I'm talking about the instinct where the internal alarm systems or joy systems are going off in your body saying, oh my God, yeah, we want to go on that vacation even though we don't have that money and I don't know how it's going to happen. But something is calling me to say yes to this. Right? We've all had these moments, whatever it is for you. But we don't necessarily listen to it because what comes in? The quote-unquote mind that starts listing off all these freaking reasons about the safe control reasons that we should or shouldn't do what we're being asked to do. Oh, well, I don't have money right now. Oh, well, my parents are going to think I'm a slacker. Oh, well, my job will probably, like, fire me. Oh, well, and I can't do that, and then I'll feel bad, and then I'm just going to be a piece of shit, right? This is what kills our joy, something that isn't even real. My instincts are also not an organ in my body. But if I'm going to use my mind and call that something real, then I might as well use my instincts and call them real too. Because those actually belong to me. Those are not programmable. Those are my divine right and my divine light lit up in my body by what I'm connected to, by the authenticity that was given to me by divine, my spark of who I am here on this planet. And things that I like are lit up in me so that I go toward them. That is a divine call on my heart going, Becca, go here. Becca, talk about this today. Becca, do this. Becca, do that. And it's like, yeah, I want to do this. Yes, let's do here. Let's be here. And it's serving me. My heart is open wide. My fire is freaking lit. And I like that about me. I've been dimming this fire for a really freaking long time. I didn't even know how to get back to it for a really long time. And stuff lately just goes off and I can't keep my mouth shut anymore. So I'm fine with that. But I feel the most me that I've been because I'm literally just following how I feel. I am not thinking about anything I'm saying to you guys right now. It's all just flying out through me to you. Because it's aligned for me. because I'm listening to this fire that is literally this rod between my heart and my belly that I can feel in my system. And I'm just connecting with that and going, yeah, man, I see this. I see this flame. And hell yeah, this feels good to feel it. Let me let it get bigger. And I'm not going to force it to get bigger. I'm not going to try to do anything, but I'm going to notice it in myself without a good, better, best, or bad, or whatever. I'm not going to try to do anything. I'm just noticing, wow, there is a lot of passion coming out of me right now, and I haven't had this for a long time, and I love it. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you to whatever transformation I'm undergoing that is allowing me to come through this way. That's allowing me to hit people who need to hear this, right, with my words. I was stuck in my pain and suffering for so freaking long, and finding the way out of that and back to me has been an unending journey. I think I'd be bored if it was over, because I'm all about the journey, but I just want you guys to know that it's possible to get out of these places. Because when I was stuck in these places, I was like, I expected to die that way. I was never getting out. The jail cell had closed and I was just waiting to die. Okay? That's it. But it was because I could hang out and go, fine, I'll hang out and wait. And I just got bored. So I was like, I found a way out. I started looking toward what was pissing me off or putting me in pain and going, fine, if these little things that want to tear me down or do whatever are in my space anyway, instead of pretending they're not there and ignoring them, I'm going to freaking look them in the eye and go, let's dance, bitch, because I'm bored. That's what started shifting everything for me. I went towards the thing that I was afraid to face or name or say out loud. Right? So that place in us that's like, I want more. There must be more to life than this. There's a scariness in there. Right? There's a scariness to all of you guys who've been on some kind of fence about asking for help. I went through energy healing class, and this is just a thing that I learned. When you start asking for help, whether it be like from a therapist, an energy healer, whatever, it's like there's this thing that you know you want to move toward. But everything in you is screaming, oh God, don't do it. It's scary. We're going to die. If you say yes to this healing, this part of us is going to die. And so people will avoid that. They'll literally call me, book a call, and then cancel, like the day before. And I want you to know, this little struggle is part of your healing process, okay? There's nothing bad or wrong for you for like canceling or not doing or whatever. It's literally just the divine struggle that's going on in you. This is the divinity is waking up against the humanity part, but the humanity part's been conditioned, right? So it's the imprisoned humanity part of you. This is what this looks like. So spiritual emergence looks like spiritual emergency. This is like people have a dark night of the soul or something. It's a wake-up call asking you to let go of everything you think you know and dive into everything you don't that is up in your grill. It's asking you to surrender. It's asking you to trust what you believe in. And it's asking you to let go. So like the phoenix, you can burn to ashes and be born as something else. Because spirit won't do it without your permission. They will not. They absolutely need your permission. And hanging on and fighting and going, God, please, I don't want to die. I don't want to change. That is not giving permission. And that's okay. I don't have judgment on this. I'm just, you know, parsing it out here for you guys. I'm just like labeling the journey, okay? It's all different stages. All of them are okay. But it's the minute that you let go and say, yeah, I'm willing to surrender and let go of control, the first thing that's going to happen is all the fear and all the mind and all the stuff that was your old version of safety as control is going to come up and scream at you so loud. It's going to try to convince you to not do this. Because you will change. This part of something in there is going to die. The part that has been controlling you, holding you back, keeping you small, keeping you silent. Yes, it is going to transform. But you are not going to die. It is literally just a piece of who you've identified yourself as in order to stay safe. Right? Like I called myself the tough girl for a long time through my healing. It was just like, yeah, no, it's fine. I can take a beating. I can take this. I can take whatever. It's good. Bullshit. Bullshit on me. It's not good. I'm in pain. I'm literally fronting tough so that I don't have to get anywhere near intimacy, vulnerability, or telling the truth about how scared I am, how vulnerable I feel, and how terrified I am to really connect with people. Like, I didn't know how to open my heart that way. I didn't know how to keep myself safe. I didn't know how to set boundaries. So, of course, I'm going to be terrified. If I couldn't trust the people that I thought I could trust who did this to me, how the hell can I trust myself enough to even explore intimacy or emotional connection with somebody else? Because the problem isn't that I don't trust them. The problem is I don't trust me. Right? If I trusted myself, the people who did this to me wouldn't have done it because they were family. And I should have seen it coming, right? This is what Tough Girl says. I was 3. You don't see this coming. I didn't have eyes to see this coming, okay? But I listening to my instincts, even when I couldn't do anything about it because I was too small, it's how I stayed connected to spirit. And then losing all of this and falling into that safety, control, stay small, suppression crap, I probably spent about 20, 30, 40 years in that space. You know? And I thought, nope, I'm never coming out of this. I'm just going to wait to die. Until I got bored of that. And creating safety was listening to my instincts. Listening to, like, there's subtle senses inside your body. Right? So if you're with me right now, just take a breath and close your eyes. And unless you're driving a car, please don't do this. Okay? When you just close your eyes and just take a deep breath from your belly, like belly is the bottom of the balloon. We feel that first and then everything else. And then just let it out. And I want you to think about whatever it is you might want for yourself that's more than you've been letting yourself have. There's something in there that you know is like an excitement for you. It's a passion. There's something that lights you up. And this isn't about making a job out of it or anything else, so don't let the mind get control of it. I want you to be like you're 3, like you're little, right? And it's like, oh, the sunset's so pretty, there's fairies in the air. Okay, this is where we're operating from. What does that little 3-year-old in your body want? What is he or she excited about? I don't care if it's like blinking lights or something shiny, whatever it is. And notice how you feel. Notice what sensations form in like your gut. Mine is in my stomach, in my gut. There's like this little expansion that happens. When in your mind's eye, without trying to create anything, like just notice, what does that feeling look like? Like how does it show itself to you? Just let it reveal itself to you without you doing anything. Like you're watching, yeah, there you go. Like you're watching it manifest in front of you and show it who it is. Show you who it is. What it looks like. It's showing you itself. It's revealing itself to you. And then notice more of what sensations are arising in you. Right? How does that little 3-year-old energy feel when she's seeing this thing growing inside? When she's feeling these good feelings open up in her? it starts to move into your spine. I start to notice, oh my God, I've not felt this in so long. And just let be with it. Keep letting it grow. Without a have to. Just letting it show itself to you at any stage, no matter what it is. And just engage with it on whatever level you want to in these subtle realms. This isn't a, like, I'm going to put my hands on there and do something with it. This is let the three-year-old you energy inside of you play with it. What's happening? What do you notice? How does this feel? What is this giving you? What gift is this giving you? What energy is it giving you that maybe you haven't felt in a really long time? This is just instinct and imagination. But it's also true. It's your authenticity. This is your divine flame, your magic. And this part of you will tell you, well, if you connect to it, you will feel what is a yes for you and what is a no for this part of you. And you start following that. Now you're listening to your internal divine. You're listening to your spark. You're following your light, your truth. And here's the interesting thing about that. Your mind is always going to argue with this part of you, okay? Your mind is going to come up for reasons, well, we can't do this every day. We have to go to work, or we can't, you know, whatever it is. It's got a thousand things it's going to tell you. Yet there's a call in your system that's like, oh my God, I could hang out in this place all day. This is what we were created for. Before the trauma, before the conditioning, before the holding back, before the suppression, this is what we're here for. Following this in each of us is what we're here for. Each of you have a different call, a different spark, a different expression of the divine in you. And this is how you follow it. One way. It's one way. It's the way I choose to enter. And if I listen to this until it gets so loud that I follow it, my life is going to change. And yep, it's going to pitch you right up against your quote-unquote safety. But which of these makes you feel more you? Which of these makes you feel better about being alive on the planet? It's really about how limited do you want to be. Do you want to limit yourself or you want to be unlimited? You want to suppress yourself or you want to express yourself? Right? And again, that isn't for the mind and it isn't a judgment. I know the mind will do that. It's just a choice. I have no judgment on whatever choice you make. All of it's valid. But most of you listening to this podcast are looking for a way out of some of the places you guys feel trapped. And this is what we're here for, okay? All right. We got some people. Holly in Tacoma. I'm trying to find the courage and resources to leave the abusive relationship I've been in for 10 years. Yeah, baby. Oh, God, I see you. Every time I'm set to go, something comes up and I end up staying and starting the whole cycle over again. Yeah. How do I safely and permanently break free? Oh, baby girl. Okay, first of all, Holly, my heart goes out to you. And I freaking see you, woman. Just put your little hands on your heart right now, okay? And I'm going to ask you, this part of you that wants out, just the first number that comes into your head, how old is she? Okay? And then the part of you that ends up stuck back there again, how old is she? Yeah. I want you to look at that little one who keeps getting trapped and stuck, because my guess is it happened the first time with someone you trusted early on that this pattern showed up in your body as acceptable, okay? This is not on you. And I want you to look at that little girl the first time this happened to her. And I want you to stand next to her and be her little angel that she didn't have back then. What did she need to know about herself? What does she need to know about her power? That she's not alone? That she can do hard things? That she can break patterns? That this abusive relationship or whatever, that it isn't yours to make him feel safe and comfortable? That's usually how we end up in these places. You have to serve you first, baby. You have to serve you first. So the way that I would do this is, if you've got safe people, you literally just have to break the pattern. It's going to be about, I feel the pull to go back and I'm not going to do it. And I know that hurts so bad. I know that it feels like you might be the abuser in that situation. It's not true. And you need a friend, if you've got a friend who can tell you that. Because where you think you're hurting someone, you're not. You're hurting you. Because you learned that, babe. And I'm here to tell you, you get to save that little girl. You get to put her first. It is her turn. She deserves more. And I'm not saying she deserves more and you're doing a bad job. I'm saying she deserves more and you do too. Right? You do. You deserve more. You deserve the love that you actually want, and you will get it. You just have to break the pattern. Don't let whatever things are trying to convince your mind not to go to pull you back in. You just have to call them lies, call them old patterns, call them whatever, and move toward what's next. Because if there's something in you that says, I would rather die than be in this relationship, there really is no risk. Right? So you go. And it will be hard. It might take you a couple of times. Maybe it won't. I don't know. But how do I safely and permanently break free? It's not going to feel safe for you to do this. It may not be safe for you to do this. If you're in a really abusive relationship, you might want to actually get a cop's help to get out. But it all depends on your situation. All right? And there are resources for this. I don't have them up right now, but there are resources also for this if you need, like, people and ways of doing things to get this. You can always email me at Becca@darkgoddessacademy.com, and I will get you some other resources, okay? But what I want you to know is you matter more. You matter more than this relationship, and you matter more than whoever this person is. You matter to you. You're here to live your life. You're not here for him. You're here for you. And I champion you and I support you in choosing your life for you. All right? I love you, and I am sending you so much good energy right now. All right? I'm going to leave that one there, Miss Holly. Laura in Arizona. Excuse me. My 16-year-old daughter is making unsafe choices. I don't know how to help her because every time I intervene, yep, she doubles down and things get so much more worse. Oh, honey. Yep. So this is what's hard. 16 a lot of time when we're at that age, like the hormones, first of all, running through our bodies are crazy. And a lot of times we forget what we've been through and where they are. And we think logic is going to help these youngsters. It doesn't. They need someone who's going to feel them. Somebody who's going to understand them. So, and I don't have kids, so this is hard. I do not have the mom thing. And so there's a lot of parts in here that I know you hold that I don't, that I can't, because I don't have this experience, okay? But as the kid that was in this situation, what I wanted was somebody to tell my, I wanted my parents to first say, I'm sorry I'm not listening to you. I'm sorry I haven't heard you. What's happening? Like what, you know, I'm curious. To try to get curious without any expectation. And I know that's hard when you are guarded, safeguarded with their safety and protecting them. It's just like, no, you have to do this. You have to do this. But it's the part of them that we miss in there that makes them double down. She doesn't even care what's going on in my life. Why the hell would I give her what she wants? This is what I was, so this girl. So, so I understand that. The more you push me, the more I'm going to defy you. But the closer you come to me emotionally, the better chance they have of opening up. So one of the things that I always wanted to hear my parents say was, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. That is one very quick way in the door. I'm sorry I haven't been listening to you. I've been telling you what to do and I'm not showing up emotionally because I'm afraid for your safety and I've been over here in my own stuff. Clearly there's something happening with you. Will you talk to me about what's going on? I'm going to try to just really be here. I want to know how you really are. What's the condition of your heart? What matters? What is the deep meaning of what you're going through right now? What matters deeply to you? It may not happen the first couple of times because you have a pattern. If you guys have a pattern of this, there's, especially if it's mother-daughter stuff, there's a little connection built into that. That is, you know, the mom-daughter connection where it's like, oh yeah, mom this and blah, blah, blah. It's like you show up karmically. This is just part of what we all do. That she might not just easily go in there first. But if you put her heart first and her, I know it's hard to say this, her safety second, it has a deeper chance of getting you guys into communication around this. Because a lot of times these kids just, they need to be heard. They need to be seen. They need to be felt. They need to know somebody's feeling what they're going on. And they have a lot of big feelings. And most of the time those get shut down because they're too scary for the parent. Well, that's not my problem as a kid. You can shut down. I have my big feelings. And if you're not safe to explore them with, then I'm going to go over here and do it. That's what that's about. It's one of the things it's about. The more they feel shut out, the more they double down. You're absolutely right. Because why would I move closer towards something that isn't available emotionally to me, that won't open their heart to me, that won't see me with an open heart and put me first? That's why. You do that, it can change the whole game. And it's literally just about curiosity, like the same way you would sit down with one of your girlfriends over coffee and be like, honey, tell me about what's going on for you. Right? You just have to let her have her own experience. And I know that is freaking terrifying as hell. It's safer to think you control her experience and keep her safe. But it's also one of the things that might be strangling her heart. And I'm not saying that to demonize you. I'm just speaking to the dynamics in here, okay? So try some of that. I'd be curious to know how that goes. I hope that was helpful, Ms. Laura. All righty. D in California, can you recommend a good modality for clearing out fear-based programs? Yeah. Shadow work. But it's not the way you would think. So the mind is going to ask that question, Ms. D, modality for clearing fear-based programs, like how can I get rid of the fear without feeling it? Right? That isn't going to work. So there's some fear that has to be felt so that your body knows it can tolerate it. There is a lot of us, I don't know how old you are, but I was trained, like, I couldn't have any feelings about fear. I was not allowed to have any feelings in my house because it was too much for my caregivers, too much for my parents. My having big emotions freaked them out. They were the only ones allowed to be afraid of anything. So once I got out of there, what worked for me was facing the fear. Like, what am I afraid of? You know, and it just depends on what we're talking about here. So there's so many different fear-based programs, but things that keep us small, things that keep us bound, things that keep us held back. Start challenging these things, but you have to pay attention to how you're measuring success. So if you start going, I'm just going to make one up here, okay? I feel bound up at work, constantly put on, and I have like ideas, but nobody will listen to me because I'm not a higher up. I'm just totally making one up right here, okay? And when I used to stand up for myself, I'd get hit, so it's scary for me to stand up even at work, okay? Fear-based program. I can't stand up for myself at work. So I'm noticing, oh, my fear of standing up doesn't have anything to do with necessarily work. It has to do with how I was raised. When I would stand up for myself, I'd get hit. There's a fear that isn't belong at work. I'm reacting from that fear. Oh, well, that's new information. Okay. So it's literally about facing the fear. I'm going to go to work and I'm going to make a suggestion to work and say, hey, I've got this thing. I've been holding it back, but I've really been afraid to share this with you guys. But I just wondered if it would be helpful. And I thought it was time to put that out there. And maybe they do something with it and maybe they don't. But I can definitely tell you, you should be getting hit at work. So that fear isn't real, right? It's just part of your past living in the moment that says, if I'm rejected, it's going to feel the same. That's just the mind doing its thing. So it's literally about challenging the places that you feel the fear, doing it anyway, and having a new experience of yourself. Okay, so it's like walking through, let me make it easier. There's a dog across the street. Dogs used to chase me when I was little. I would run. They chased me more. I didn't realize it's because they were playing with me. I thought they were trying to kill me. Okay, so there's a dog across the street. I'm terrified of dogs. He's over there. I'm just going to stay here and not run away. Oh God, the dog is coming closer. My mind says he's going to eat me. I'm going to just stay here. Like, unless he's like running toward me and he's going to kill me, but it's like, he's just coming up here. I'm just going to stay. I'm just going to breathe. Oh, well, he's just sniffing my shoes. Oh, and now he's wagging his tail. Now I'm having a new experience. Okay. So this is an easier way to see that. I'm facing my fear and I'm having a new experience. If I face my fear and I run from my fears based on the past experience that I'm still rolling around in my head as happening, that is the pattern continuing itself. If I can stand in the face of what I fear, as long as it's actually safe to do this, right? If I can stand in the face of what I fear and allow myself to have a new experience and notice the past, you know, ticker tape of, oh, the dog is trying to kill me, run through my head, and not give into that ticker tape in my head, I have a new experience. The dog comes, he's wagging his tail, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm not afraid of dogs anymore. This guy's cute. He's looking my face. He's wagging his tail. He's all sassy. I love him. Oh my God. I want a dog. Right? But it's only because I allowed myself to challenge my fear and have a new experience rather than the old patterns and voices running in my head. That's what you have to challenge. When you can do that, what you do is you realize, oh my God, the fear wasn't real. That's how it destroys that shit. And it, with shadow work, it happens so fast. Because a lot of the fears that we're running from is in the 95% of our subconscious that we're not using. Those programs are running on an autopilot situation. So the mind thinking it can find them and extract them and do things with it, it doesn't work the same. When they're subconscious, it becomes an energetic way to explore this. The mind can't get you out of here, but the mind is the thing that's going to constantly tell you to be afraid. So it's literally about not listening to your mind and listening to your instincts, right? If you're sitting here and the dog across the street and your mind's like, oh, he's going to kill me, and your body instincts are, you know, run, like way, way deep down. This is a very subtle distinction. Run, you know, if you walk into a haunted house and the thing, you hear the thing go, get out, then get the hell out. Don't stay there. My instincts, my hair standing up, my body's like, oh God, go. But if I'm sitting here going, my mind is the only thing going, oh, if you do this, this is going to happen again. If you do this, this is going to happen again. That is not my body. That is not my instinct. That is not my divine spark. That is my mind running a program, right? If I do this, then dot, dot, dot. That is always the mind. If you hear something that starts with if, then, mind. But if I go, oh, I hear the if, then, I'm going to notice the if, then, there's my programming. What do I feel? I actually feel safe right now. Okay, so I'm going to stay. I'm going to listen to that over the program. That is how you destroy that. So look up some shadow work stuff. I've got some resources on my website for some stuff about that if you want to check it out. You guys are always welcome to email me if you want. I'm noticing we are coming toward the end of our time together. So I am going to sign off here for you guys. But there's a ton of free resources on my website and the shop at darkgoddessacademy.com. So feel free to check that out. Again, if you have any questions, feel free to email me at Becca at, I don't even think I'm Becca. I'm a liar for that. So it's hello at darkgoddessacademy.com. And I will answer any questions you have there, okay? But thank you guys for tuning in. I wish you guys a good, awesome couple of weeks, and I will see you on the second Wednesday in April. Oh, my God, how did we make it to April? All right? You guys, be well. I love you.